Beyond the Headline with Aldrin Sampia on SAFM. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m.
It is now 9 minutes before 4 o'clock. We're in conversation with Fetsisani Pandarani, who is the Solicitor General in the Justice Department, on the progress made regarding the Marikana-related litigations. Early on today, Pandarani revealed that the government hopes to conclude all Marikana civil claims by the end of this month. You may recall that the payments to families are related to the week of August the 16th, 2012, when 44 people were killed during an unprotected strike by workers at Lonmin's platinum mine in Marikana in the northwest. Solicitor General, good afternoon, and thank you so much for making time for us. So tell us about the other outstanding matters. I think about 24 of those cases that haven't been settled as yet.
Yeah, afternoon, Aldrin, and afternoon to your listeners as well. I think from last year's report, we indicated that we will, in fact, ramp up finalization of these matters. They are critically of public interest. And so, as you would recall, that we reported that we have, in fact, settled all the matters in relation to loss of support and bereaved families. That constituted Category A of the matters. We then also finalize matters relating to unlawful arrest and detention, including reported incidences of assault. That is Category B. And after everything has been said and done, there were 48 matters that remained. And those were matters that the court, the JP, directed that they should be judicially managed, meaning that you don't have much of a say there. You need to either sit in a room and talk about the matters and finalize them. So these are the 48 matters that are currently serving before the High Court in Pretoria. The High Court had set done a block booking of the 25th of July to the 19th of August for finalization of those matters. Now, that is a combination of two things. You first have to sit down and see matters that are settleable, and if there are any matters that have not been settled owing to differences of opinion, then the JP will allocate a judge to deal with those matters that remain. So we've got up until the 19th of August to appear in court under the supervision of the court and deal with those matters. But I will only be able to get the report in relation to that process by the end of the month.
And all of these matters don't cite the president?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't. Remember, the first batch of matters we dealt with were matters where the claims were for loss of support. Those were mainly against the SAPS.
Mm-hmm.
The Category B matters, which in fact dealt with unlawful arrest and detention, the president would never have any mandate to deal with arresting anybody. And assault, perhaps, when somebody's in detention. You'll appreciate that those matters of necessity would not involve the president at all. And these are matters that, in fact, we have settled at 102 million rand up to so far. This is the second category, leaving us with 48 matters where it is personal injuries occasioned by either bullet wounds or other causes that might have, in fact, caused injuries to the people. Those are the 48 matters. The other matters are not actually matters that have been served on the state, and neither of the matters that I'm responsible for the president.
Thank you so much for your time. Fetsisani Pandarani there, Solicitor General at the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development.